السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأفوض أمري إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers, our mothers and sisters who are present, and those who are listening over streaming, last week we had commenced a discussion with regards to this aspect of what is called tafweed, and in Urdu they say tafweez, which means resigning one's will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These sort of programs and majalis, the theme is about our self-reformation, about building our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not really meant to increase our knowledge. There is, of course, a place and a time and a need to also increase our knowledge. And for that, sometimes we have to have a structured course or a syllabus, and a number of concepts would need to be covered so that by the end of a certain period, a person would have learnt a certain aspect of knowledge, especially dini knowledge. So these programs are not really meant to increase our knowledge. These programs are here so that we can create an awareness, and inshallah perhaps it will be a stepping stone towards the purification of our inner self. We mentioned this last week as well, that it is extremely important for us to look after our health. This body that Allah Ta'ala has granted us, Allah Ta'ala has gifted us, it is only one body that we have been given. Normally in this world, a person will say, listen, I purchased my vehicle, I missed out one or two services, the engine packed up, the engine seized. Let's weigh our options. Either we replace the engine. Sometimes the repair bill for that engine is not feasible at all. And the person says, you know what, let's sell it as is. Let's scrap the vehicle and we'll just go and purchase a new vehicle. Nowadays they have supermarkets where vehicles are sold. You walk in these areas, they have hundreds of vehicles. So a person is spoiled for choice. So he goes in there, chooses his vehicle, and he buys a new vehicle. The lady says that, listen, I've got this appliance, I've got the sewing machine, I'm supposed to be making sure that this is checked and that is checked and this is checked. I don't know much about sewing machines, but anyway, so perhaps she didn't see to something or didn't send it for some maintenance or service, and eventually it packs up, it gives up. But she can still say that, listen, you know what, let's try and repay it, or perhaps let's purchase a new machine. But this body that Allah Ta'ala has granted us, then yes, perhaps we can repair certain things, but it's not possible for us to just say that, you know what, let's just go and we'll just buy a new body and carry on with life. Allah Ta'ala has given us one body. Hazrat Hakimul Ummah Mujaddidul Minna, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, has written a small little kitab about the importance of looking after oneself. So the physical body also, inna lijasadika alayka haqqa fa'ati kulladhi haqqin haqqahu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, your body has a right over you, your health has a right over you, your eyes, I'm elaborating, your eyes have a right over you, your mind has a right over you, your mental health has a right over you, your emotional well-being has a right over you. فَأَعْطِ كُلَّذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. It is important that we fulfill the right and give due to each of these bounties which Allah Ta'ala has granted us. So this physical body, we have to look after it. We have to maintain it. The person smokes till he's can't breathe any longer. And then the usual thing is that we are going to die anyway. The person is going to die anyway. So that's not how we function in this world. The person runs his business, he runs it well. He doesn't say that if the robbers were meant to come in the business, they were going to come anyway, so what's the point? Just leave the doors wide open. Put the cash till outside. Handle the money right in front of everyone. I mean, you meant to be robbed, you meant to be robbed, so just carry on. We don't say that. The person says that, you know, it's December, it's November time, December time, this is the time when the robbers and the syndicates, they awaken and they have a field day. So now we have to be vigilant, we have to be very careful, we have to be very cautious, we have to take the necessary steps to protect our wealth, because wealth is beloved to us. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala, we don't want to go too much into this, but it is so important for us to look after this ni'mah which Allah has granted us. We only have one body. We cannot go and change the body. This body that Allah Ta'ala has granted us, this is how it is. So we have to value this great bounty and ni'mah of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this body which Allah Ta'ala has granted us. فَآتِ كُلَّذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. Just as we have to look after the physical body, that the person must do exercise, keep his body going, keep himself fit, healthy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely fit. To understand the fitness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and climb Mount Hira and you'll understand what was the fitness level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to go regularly to the top of the mountain, spend a few nights there and come back down. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq to go. We went with, there were stairs built. It took us 1 hour to climb, 1 hour to come down. Now imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what kind of stamina and strength he had. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely fit. Sawa'un bayna batnihi wa sadrihi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest and his stomach at one line. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely fit. Allah had granted him strength and kept himself fit. So to keep the physical body fit is also something which we are taught by Sharia. And similarly, to keep the mental well-being, keep yourself healthy in mentally, that the person doesn't burden himself mentally with that which is beyond him. Emotionally, the person doesn't take beyond him. Sharia has given us avenues that when the person becomes emotionally overwhelmed, then Sharia has given us certain antidotes. That the person says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." That is that vaccine, if we may say, or that antidote, or that anti-venom. When the person is overwhelmed, it was meant. After all, this was a ni'mah of Allah. Allah had the right to take it away. He is the one who gave it to me. He took it away. This is the antidote when the person becomes overwhelmed. And then Sharia also advises the relatives, the family members, the friends to support that individual, to offer that person emotional support. So we have to look after our physical well-being, mental well-being, emotional well-being, and similarly, our spiritual well-being. And these talks are to create awareness of how important it is to look after our spirituality, our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. So nevertheless, in these, what we had commenced last week is that the person, he develops this beautiful quality, or she develops this beautiful quality of resigning one's will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person says that whatever happens, it happened with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world is running according to the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we gave the example of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, that a murid had spent a good few years in his sahaba and his company. When he was leaving, the murid asked the Shaykh, "Ke Hazrat, could you give me some advice?" So those days the Shaykh was the Shaykh and the Murid was the Murid. One person came to one Shaykh and said, "Hazrat, can you make me your Khalifa?" So the Shaykh said, "I don't just make Khilafat like that." So he said, "All right, if you don't make me your Khalifa, then make me your Shaykh. I'll be your Shaykh." So anyway, So this murid now had spent many years in the company of his sheikh, and he asked him for parting advice. Give me some nasiha, some advice. This is also the sahaba ikram would ask Nabi Kareem Sasam for advice. So he said that two things: do not claim uluhiyat and do not claim nubuwat. Do not claim divinity. Don't say that you are a god. And do not claim that you are a Nabi. So he was amazed, he was confused. He said, Hazrat, Sheikh, why will I, after spending such a long period of time in your sohbah, in your company, why will I claim that I am a god? Why will I claim uluhiyat? And after spending so much of time in your sohbah and developing the love for the sahaba and the love for Rasulullah sallam, why will I ever claim that I am a Nabi? So then he explained and expounded. He said that when you want this world to run in accordance to your desire and your will, and you become very upset, enraged, and you cannot handle it and tolerate it, when things in this world do not go according to your desire, then it is as if you are claiming uluhiyat, that I want this world to run according to my will. Whereas the world doesn't run according to our will. It runs according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as claiming nubuwat, what does that mean? That a Nabi of Allah is ma'soom. It is our aqeedah and our belief that the anbiya are ma'soom. They are sinless. They may make an error of judgment, but they are sinless. It is not something which is done intentionally. They are sinless. This is a sifat and a quality of a Nabi. But other than anbiya, then we are not sinless. We are prone to errors. In fact, we are termed as khata'un, that we make a lot of mistakes. Nabi Kareem Sasim said that kullu bani adam khata'un wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun, that every single son of Adam, child of Adam ala nabina alayhi salatu wa salam, is a embodiment of sins, makes a lot of sins. But the best of those who make a lot of sins is the one who makes abundance of tawbah. He regularly makes tawbah. That he also intensifies his tawbah and his repentance. So he's the best amongst them. So he said, now, the Nabi of Allah does not commit any sins. And if you feel that you cannot make a mistake, that you are infallible, that you cannot make a mistake and you cannot commit a sin, then it is as if you are claiming to be a Nabi of Allah. So therefore, each and every one of us, these are two important qualities that we must always be ready, as far as this point of nubuwat, we must always be ready to acknowledge that we make a mistake. In fact, we should actually look every day and introspect that, where did I go wrong today? I must have gone wrong somewhere. After all, I'm a human being. And a human being is full of mistakes and full of errors. There's something that I may have done incorrectly. Some mistake I may have made. So constantly introspecting. The person who feels or she feels that she or he is perfect, then they will never improve. There's no room for improvement for the person who's perfect. I always tell our teachers that be very careful to give 100%. Because if you give 100%, then what you are telling the child is that there's no room for improvement. But even if you give 98%, then you're telling the child that, mashallah, you've done very well, but you do have some room for improvement. You can learn a little harder. You still got a 2% room for improvement. No one is perfect. So the person who acknowledges that I am prone to errors, I make mistakes. So now if somebody points out his or her mistake, it will not be really something so drastic. Just last night or yesterday, I received a phone call regarding a person who is deendar. We won't go into too much of details, but the person one would expect, an individual who had such exposure to dini environments, to have certain qualities. But the complaint that was received is that, Maulana, we find that when we inform this person, he is not willing to accept his mistakes. He finds it very hard to accept his mistakes. So that kind of a person, it becomes very hard for that to work with an individual of that nature, because they feel they cannot make a mistake. And then when they do make a mistake, they're not willing to accept, then they'll find every justification in the book to try and prove that they are right, even though actually they are not correct. Becomes very hard to work with an individual of that nature. But the person who has this moderation, that I am a human being, I make mistakes. I'm not a Nabi. I don't claim to be a Nabi. I don't claim Nubuwat. I'm a human being, I make mistakes. So now if somebody points out his mistakes, he says, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'll try and correct this. And I'll take necessary measures to make a correction. I apologize for my mistake. It was an oversight. I didn't realize. My mind didn't even go there. One has a Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, to make us understand, his wife had gone to her parents to visit. So she told him that, you know, make sure that you feed the chickens. So they had some chickens that were there. So his habit was every day after Asr, he would write his kitabs, he would write his tafsir. So he was set after Asr, he started writing, and normally there would be a flood of knowledge that would flow. Allah Ta'ala would open up for him, and he would write. And for some reason, nothing was coming. Nothing, just couldn't. He wasn't being inspired. The inspiration, that flow was not there. He couldn't understand. He started turning to Allah Ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, normally when I sit down, I'm so productive, my mind just flows. Nothing is coming. Allah, is there some sin I've committed? Please forgive me. And suddenly then he realized that you had forgotten to feed the chickens. So imagine, that was a slip up that, and obviously it was not his routine, so something that we are human beings used to routine, and something happens out of that routine, we forget. But the lesson we learn from here, that by violating or not fulfilling the right of the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, then this, that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, there's some deprivation, that a person is deprived from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Now imagine, that's animals. What about human beings and insan? And what about believers and mu'mineen? Today we think nothing of violating the right of our fellow Muslims, our fellow human beings. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So in any case, the next point is that a person does not claim to be ilah, he accepts the will of Allah Ta'ala. She accepts the decisions and the hukam and the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is a very great quality to develop, that one resigns one's will to the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now we need to understand this in context, and I think I was commencing this last week. This does not mean that we now start adopting a lazy approach. That the person says, you know, I have resigned my will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. So today, whatever happens, I will wake up in the morning, whatever takes place is with the will of Allah Ta'ala. Everything happens with the will of Allah Ta'ala. And it reminds me of a light-hearted incident we heard from our Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. One person went into the orchard of another. He trespassed into the orchard. And he started taking mangoes and he started eating the mangoes. So the owner was alerted that there's an intruder and he's helping himself to the mangoes. So he confronted this person. So he says, that why are you, who gave you permission to eat the mangoes? So he said, no. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. The sand, the ground belongs to Allah Ta'ala. This tree belongs to Allah Ta'ala. You know, I belong to Allah Ta'ala. So I'm just eating, I'm from Allah Ta'ala, I'm eating that from Allah Ta'ala. So the owner took one stick and gave him one good solid hiding. He said, why are you hitting me? He said, no, you see, the stick belongs to Allah Ta'ala. This hand belongs to Allah Ta'ala. I belong to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is giving you some lessons to learn. So now we don't adopt a lazy approach, that the person now just says whatever is meant to happen, Allah's will, so chalo. Whatever I'll sell. Don't sell, finish. This is a lazy approach. Now this is when a person abuses. He abuses these things to suit his laziness. The person uses these kind of things in Shariat to justify his or her laziness. And the person, 90-year-old man, got married to a 17-year-old woman. Then he came to Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali after a little while, a few months. He says, it didn't work out. So Hazrat said, obviously. So he said, no, it was taqdeer. It was meant to happen. So Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali says that you do the foolish things, you do that which is foolish, and then you blame taqdeer. So the person wants to justify his, fulfill his, you know, maybe fantasy or desire or whatever it was, and use taqdeer as the justification if it doesn't work out. Whereas Shariat says that a person must take the necessary steps. He should do what is necessary. So there's two important things. One is tafweez and one is tadbir. That tadbir means a person, he understands that he is living in a world of means. This dunya is darul asbab. Allah Ta'ala created this world that it is a world of means. The person has to adopt the means and then the outcome will be achieved. That the person is feeling thirsty, the means to quench that thirst is to drink water. Now if the person says, Ya Allah, quench my thirst, but I'm not drinking water. You have a qadir mutlaq and you are, you know, that being who can quench without water, so quench my thirst. Definitely Allah Ta'ala has the full capability to quench the thirst of that individual. But Allah has created this world in such a way that there are systems in place. Allah has got a sunnat in this world. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا Allah will not change the system that He's put in place. That in order for a child to be brought in this world, there has to be a union between a man and woman. In order for an individual to quench his or her thirst, water has to be drunk. And there are many examples of this nature. Allah has made it such that this world is a world of means. And a person has to adopt the means in order to achieve that outcome. So that is what we term as tadbir. Let us understand it by means of example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the battle of Uhud. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam participated in that battle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an extremely strategic individual. A strategic shakhsiyat. A person of great strategy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at the entire plain of Uhud and he understood that there were certain weak areas, and he placed a group of 40 archers under the leadership of Abdullah bin Jubair radiallahu an, and he said that do not move from here whatever, no matter what takes place. So Nabi Kareem Sasam understood that there was a potential risk at this particular point, and Nabi Kareem Sasam took the necessary steps to mitigate that risk, to protect the Sahaba-i-Kiram from harm. Now here, just to make us understand, Nabi Kareem Sasam could have said that Allah Ta'ala will send angels from the sky. We just carry on fighting, we read Allahu Akbar, take stones and go for it. But in fact, Nabi Kareem Sasam wore coats of armor, according to some riwayat, multiple coats of armor. Nabi Kareem Sasam fought with the sword. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had archers in place. Nabi Kareem Sasam had Abdullah bin Jubair protecting a vulnerable area, a potential risk. Despite Nabi Kareem Sasam taking the necessary steps, we know what happened. And thereafter, now this is the point where we make tafweez. Now when the person took the necessary steps and things didn't work out, then he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi, I resign my will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. These Sahaba have lost their lives. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu has lost his life. Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu has lost his life. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resigned his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, this important point of tadbir, that a Muslim is not a lazy individual. We will analyze situations. The woman, she knows that she wants to invite her family at home. So now she does the necessary planning. She doesn't say, Chalo, we'll cook one pot of food and we make bismillah. Whoever eats, eats. And then when the food runs out, she said, no, it was meant to be. I resign my will to the will of Allah. So that is now a lazy approach. That the girl or the wife is not taking the necessary steps and not planning properly. That look, that so many guests are coming. I need to plan properly. I need to take the necessary steps. And then afterwards, if it so happens that something goes off, something gets burnt, and it was beyond her capacity, now she will resign her will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So time is already expired. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this beautiful quality of resigning our will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama-i kiram explain that this quality of tafweez is a great quality. In fact, some ulama have said it is a level higher than ikhlas, which is to have sincerity. This resigning and being happy and pleased with the decision of Allah, what we term as rada bil qada, to be pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is regarded as a state higher than even ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make some zikrullah inshallah. سيد الدول الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وخطيئة وعورة اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving most loving most caring Allah Ya Allah you have blessed us with bounties upon bounties Ya Allah Allah you have blessed us Ya Allah with Iman Ya Allah You have chosen and selected us to be from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, these are great bounties, Ya Allah. Bounties which are far greater than all the worldly wealth, Ya Allah. A person will leave behind his cars, his watches, her jewelry will all be left behind, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, these pearls and these jewels of Iman, Ya Allah. And these qualities that will develop within our hearts, the qualities of your love, Ya Allah. The quality of resigning our will to your will, Ya Allah. The quality of being pleased with your decisions, Radha bil Qada. These are such assets, Ya Allah, which are far valuable than all the assets of this world, Ya Allah. It will benefit us in the qabr and the hereafter, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us the realization, Ya Allah, that these are the real assets of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Hum nadim hai, sharminda hai, gunahgar, siyakar, badkar, mujrim o khatakar hu, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are soaked in sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, when we think about the pious, Ya Allah, where are we from the pious, Ya Allah? From the morning till the evening, sin upon sin, Ya Allah. The very bounties that you have granted us, Ya Allah, we use these very bounties to violate your very commands, Ya Allah. O Allah, how, Ya Allah, indecent we are, Ya Allah, that we use and we eat your bounties, Ya Allah, and we violate your commands, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, the moment we spoke haram, Ya Allah, you would have made us dumb. The moment we looked at haram, you would have made us blind, Ya Allah, you would have seized us, Ya Allah. But you are such a Haleem Allah. You are such a Kareem Allah. O Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you tonight, Ya Allah. Change the condition of our lives, Ya Allah. Our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Umr ho rahi hai mithla barf kam. Chupke chupke rafta rafta damma dam. Ya Allah, we are walking towards our graves, Ya Allah. But our nazar and our gaze, Ya Allah, is fixated on the temporary glitter and glamour of this world, Ya Allah. O Allah, change the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. Grant us the best of this world, Ya Allah. But O Allah, let our hearts be attached to the hereafter, Ya Allah. O Allah, these little children are memorizing the Qur'an-e-Majeed, some of whom have already memorized the entire Qur'an-e-Majeed. O Allah, grant them the realization that from all the assets they've acquired, there can be no greater asset than the entire Qur'an-e-Majeed, Ya Allah. Just one verse of the Qur'an-Sharif can buy an entire stage in Jannah. What about the entire Qur'an-e-Majeed? Ya Allah, you have said, لَوَ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلْ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. O Allah, instill within our hearts the azmat of the Qur'an Sharif, Ya Allah, the greatness of the Qur'an Sharif, Ya Allah, the glory of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, Ya Allah, the honor of the Qur'an Sharif, Ya Allah, the status of the Qur'an-e-Majeed, Ya Allah, entrench it within our hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, let all the glitter and glamour, the beautiful cars and houses, Ya Allah, that it be absolutely nothing in front of the Qur'an-e-Majeed that is within our hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with the best of this world. But O Allah, let our hearts be attached to the Qur'an-e-Majeed. Let our hearts be attached to you, Ya Allah. Let our hearts be attached to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. O Allah, take us all to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے Ya Allah, grant us all the ability and the tawfiq to go to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. So that once again we can stand in front of the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. That Nabi who sacrificed for our sake, Ya Allah. That Nabi who loved us more than any mother loves her child, Ya Allah. When the mother will run from her child, Ya Allah. When brothers will run from brothers, Ya Allah. O Allah, when the mother who is suckling her child will abandon the child, Ya Allah, on that day, the day of Qiyamah, by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when every single Nabi will say, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Nafsi, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be crying for us, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Oh Allah, how can we not love such a Nabi who loved us so dearly, Ya Allah, and who loves us so dearly, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, to implement within our lives the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amin Musaffa, Mujalla, Muzakka, Dil Ata Farma. Ya Allah, restore the dignity of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unite the hearts of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, change the direction of our hearts, Ya Allah. Grant us the best of this world and the best of the year after, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. O Allah, when the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif at the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Cause our souls to depart ya Allah. Allah, lekin agar muqaddar nahi hai to jaha bhi ho ya Allah. Barkat wali maut naseeb farma, wherever it may be, grant us a death of barkat. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin ya Allah. Wallah, you are well aware all the good desires and aspirations of each and every one who has raised his own hand before you ya Allah. Fulfill all the good desires and aspirations ya Allah. Whatever difficulty, challenge, sickness ya Allah they are going through, you know very well ya Allah. You alleviate it, you remove it ya Allah. Allah, these brothers and sisters have sacrificed their time ya Allah to come here ya Allah. Am to kuch bhi nahi hai ya Allah, but Allah, they have come with a good intention ya Allah. Allah, you grant them in accordance to your shan ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.